Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We're having a lot of problems at Podcast HQ with kitchen stuff, so I gotta get all these recorded fast. Last week at the box office, by the way, my name's Adam Paulus and you're listening to the show. Last week at the box office, your number one movie again was The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 with $18.8 million. Krampus, number 2, was $16.2 million. The Good Dinosaur, number 3, $15.3 million. Creed, number 4, $14.9 million, and Spectre, number 5, $5.5 million. This week, you can see In the Heart of the Sea, The Big Short, Don Verdeen, and others, also limited releases. Next week in the news, Star Wars The Force Awakens will open, but there are new TV spots still showing up all around the world with new footage from the film, and of course, you'll see most of these online. Leaks of new toys are showing up, with what may be considered minor or major spoilers depending on your point of view and how many interviews you're listening to, because people are talking about things in the movie too. So if you're going to take a vacation from the web regarding Star Wars, this is a good week to do it. Kathleen Kennedy, the new head of Lucasfilm, says each standalone Star Wars movie will be in a different genre. We already heard Rogue One is probably going to be a heist film, so Ant-Man kind of was too. The Han Solo movie is, I don't know yet. Maybe it'll be a comedy, given what the Lord Miller duo usually does. Or maybe something else entirely. I'm interested in finding out. Mystery Science Theater 3000's Kickstarter has been successful, but they want it to be more successful, because if they raise a little bit more money, they will do 12 episodes instead of 6. They're holding a live streaming telethon Friday, today afternoon, at 2 p.m. Pacific, with stars, bands, and old episodes streaming. By the way, today is December 11th, in case you missed that, so check it out if you can. Oh, also, supposedly, Cate Blanchett is up for Thor Ragnarok, which isn't so much news, because there's no actual news, it's just kind of notable.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
The Gift Rush sale is on now! That means it's your last chance before the holiday shipping cutoff. If you want stuff by December 25th, it is December 11th, and you better order soon, because we got 300 items, or rather we had 300 items, now we've got a little bit less than 300 items on sale for what should be our final big sale of the pre-holiday season. So you might want to go ahead and order some stuff now if you want your gifts for Christmas. We got action figures, statues, and a lot more, even added some high-end items. And there's some more specials going up that I can't talk about yet, so you'll have to keep checking the website for that. We have free shipping at $49 worth of in-stock items as well, so if you want in on that action, hurry and order some really good stuff at really good prices right now. We have a number of other sales going as well. Check those out on our website today. In toy news, Hikari. This week's Hikari toy is Mickey Mouse. This time it's the color version. We also have a new exclusive version of Mickey Mouse. You'll have to go to our website and see that right now. I don't know how many we've got left, but we really... it's a small run, so check that out. We also recently received the Cthulhu Collector's Edition Yahtzee game, as well as posting new pre-orders. Fast and Furious Pop Vinyl figures, you can get your Vin Diesel with or without a car. Deadpool, Funko made a keychain, Dorbs, Pops, Mopies plush, a mug, and more. There's a lot of Deadpool stuff. Check it out. Thundercats added a 14-inch Megascale Tigra action figure, as well as a Lino with Snarf Mega Scale Action Figure 2-Pack. And that is this week's exciting update. You can check all those things out on entertainmentearth.com, and if you're listening now and you still got, I guess, 14 days until the Big Tree celebration, so you might want to go ahead and pick up whatever it was you didn't already pick up. Heck, for yourself, let's be honest here. Most of us are buying things for ourselves. Maybe just me, but that's what I do. So, I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.